The Lord then said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation. Take with you 7 of every kind of clean animal, a male and its mate, and 2 of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate, and also 7 of every kind of bird, male and female, to keep their various kinds alive throughout the earth. 7 days from now I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made." And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the floodwaters came on the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives entered the ark to escape the waters of the flood. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on that day all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened. The animals going in were male and female of every living thing, as God had commanded Noah. Then the Lord shut him in. For 40 days the flood kept coming upon the earth. And as the waters increased, they lifted up the ark high above the earth. The waters rose and increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark floated on the surface of the water. They rose greatly on the earth, and all the high mountains under the entire heavens were covered. The waters rose and covered the mountains to a depth of more than 20 feet. Every living thing that moved on the earth perished. Birds, livestock, wild animals, all the creatures that swarm over the earth, and all mankind. Our generation has seen its share of disasters. But there has only been one world-encompassing disaster, and that is the flood. And there is one yet to come, according to the Bible, and that I would call the fire, when the Bible says that the earth and everything in it will be burned up, and the universe will roll up like a scroll. That there's going to be a great disaster, much like the flood, that will come upon the earth. And let me ask you, are you ready? What will you do when that disaster strikes? How should we get ready? Noah and his family give us some tips on preparedness. First of all, the Bible clearly suggests here in Genesis chapter 7 that like Noah, we should be selected. If we are going to be on that ark, in that place of safety when disaster strikes, we need to be selected. What can we do to be selected? Well, first of all, we can listen. We have a generation with a listening deficit. Noah was a man who listened to God. And we need also to learn. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." I'm sure for Noah there was a lot to learn. I've never built an ark, but I know that it would take a lot of study, a lot of planning, a lot of learning. Also, Noah learned the ways of God during that 100 years that he spent in building the ark. And let me ask you, are you listening? Are you learning? Are you leaving? Jesus said if we will follow him, we must take up our crosses and follow him. We must take up our crosses daily. And that means that we turn our back upon the world. Not that we don't love the people in the world. We must love them and seek to save them as Noah did. He was a preacher of righteousness. But we need to realize that this world is not our home. And like Noah, we need to be willing to pack up. And we need to look up for the upper taker, the one who will raise us up as he did Noah above the flood. So we need to be selected. We also need to be saved. That ark is a picture of salvation through Christ. Peter speaks of that when he says that generation of Noah was obedient. The long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls, were saved by water. And it also says that the like figure, baptism, also does now save us. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Not that water baptism saves us, but it is a picture of what happens when we become a new creature in Christ. We are washed. We become a new person. Because the Bible says, old things are passed away, all things are become new. Who conveys the salvation? Well, obviously, only God does. And in that ark, there wasn't a door closer. There wasn't a block and tackle to shut that door, I don't believe, because it says that the Lord shut Noah in and shut his family in. The Lord did it all. He conveys that salvation. Again, that ark is a picture of salvation through Christ. It is a complete salvation. Noah and his family were there in that ark, and their salvation was complete. They didn't take on water. They didn't start to sink. But that ark was a place of safety. And also what compasses that salvation is the Bible says here clearly that Noah not only was saved, but his whole family. I believe that God wants to save families. We need to pray for our families as Noah did. We need to encourage them. We need to bring them into the ark. But God promises that He will give salvation if we will do as Noah did here and live out our lives in faith in Jesus Christ. Also, we can learn to be secure from Noah and the ark. Do you think that Noah or his family doubted that they were saved? They may have wanted to jump ship a few weeks into that floating zoo, but they didn't. As Peter said in John 6:68, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. It gets back to who put them there and who shut the door, who sent the flood, and who provided the blueprint for their salvation. It was all of God. Notice here is a secure cruise. It wasn't like some of the cruises today that often end in disaster. It was a secure course. God had in mind what He was going to do. They only trusted. There was no rudder on that ship, so they had to trust God to guide them. And there was a secure completion. That ark rested upon the mountains of Ararat, we're told. And I believe that one day that ark may be discovered beneath the glacial ice of Mount Ararat. But whether it is or not, it's a testimony of salvation through Christ. Let me ask you, are you saved today? Have you been selected? Have you listened to God? Have you learned from Jesus? Have you left this world and its allurements? Are you saved? Have you trusted in the One who died on the cross for you? Have you realized that His salvation is a complete salvation? It is all of Him. All we do is simply trust what Jesus did for us on the cross. And He promises that no one can pluck us out of His hand. Are you secure? Are you on that cruise in that ark of safety, which is Jesus Christ?